Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 65. Testing.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant of Arms will please close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative Wheatley. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Our Father, thank you for blessing us with another wonderful day. Give us strength and hearts filled with joy to meet the challenges we may face. Prepare us, O Lord, so that through your grace, we will always stand ready to meet and overcome the unexpected. I ask that you bless this legislative body and all its members. Guide us, Lord, in our efforts to serve the people of North Carolina. Bless the state, this nation, and all our leaders. Bring us in line with your will so that the decisions we make will always further the cause of peace and unity. Bind us together as one people, one country, with one destiny, grounded in brotherhood and love. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative Penny is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for May the 20th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Penny moves that the journal for May 20th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, please say no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following resolution, duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. House Joint Resolution 469, a joint resolution confirming the appointment of Wanda Taylor to the North Carolina Industrial Commission.
Notices and announcements. There will be no votes tomorrow, so if you want to make a note of that, there will be no votes. Tomorrow will be a no voting session. There are no notices and announcements. Representative Penny is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, May the 25th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Penny moves, seconded by Representative Clampett, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene, subject to Tuesday, May 25th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. All those in favor will please say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and we stand adjourned.
On motion of the chair, the following bills are withdrawn from the Health Committee and are withdrawn from the Rules Committee and sent to the Committee on Health with serial referrals to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Those bills are Senate Bill 135, short title, Improve Anatomical Gift Donation Process, Senate Bill 248, Additional Info on Health Insurance Cards, Senate Bill 448, Amendments to Schedule 6 of the CSA, and Senate Bill 586, Study Lipidemia. Again, those bills are withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, referred to the Committee on Health, serial referral to the Committee on Rules added.